This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what are the different outcomes of sincerity? Now, dear listeners, we find that some of the different outcomes of sincerity include desisting from errors. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that we stop making mistakes, because a mistake can be forgiven. But when we are sincere, we stop making errors in the sense that we stop committing sins, of course, to the extent possible. We need to try our best to not commit sins. And this is quite plain for everyone to see. The stronger our sincerity in ubudiyah, in the obedience and the worship of Allah, we find that as sincerity becomes stronger, our desires and yearnings to commit sin begin to diminish. And so the fact that one persists in error, continues to commit sins, shows a lack of sincerity. Of course, if a sincere person realizes that there is a better way, of course a sincere person would desist from and would stop following the wrong path. Or he would entrust the work to the better worker. For example, if somebody can do a better job than I can, and it is certain that they can do a better job, I shouldn't be greedy and keep it for myself. Rather, if we were to have a high and strong and pure intention and sincerity in our actions and of ubudiyah, then of course we would let the better person do the work, because at the end of the day, it is all for the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are so many who are in error for a certain period of time, but when the error or the mistake or the sin is pointed out to them, they are not willing to change, for they regard doing so as a sort of defeat. When in fact, when we are willing to change, that really shows how strong we are. While persistence in error is an ever more serious defeat, one who commits small sins regularly, it eventually is considered a major sin. Now, sincere individuals have a sublime spirit and a great capacity to accept the truth, to accept haqq, and their magnanimity, their sakhawat, their generosity deters them from yielding to any and all kinds of dishonorable, egoistic, proud, and arrogant actions.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Rajin, the whispered prayer of the hopeful. Please stay with me. O he who gives to a servant who asks from him, takes him to his wish when he expectantly hopes for what is with him, brings him near and close when he approaches him, covers over his sin and cloaks it when he shows it openly, and satisfies and suffices him when he has confidence in him. My God, who is the one who has come before you seeking hospitality and whom you have not received hospitably? Who is the one who has dismounted at your door hoping for magnanimity and to whom you have not shown it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. It is an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. Now, man's sincere connection with Allah is accompanied by the luminosity of disposition, of khulq. It is accompanied with a purity of one's inner self and insight, basirat. Also, a human being's sincere connection with Allah guides them in the twists and turns of life, as well as the impasses and the various predicaments, difficulties, and trials which we all face. So sincerity is so powerful in ubudiyyah because it brings nur, illumination to our dispositions. It brings purity to our inner selves. It brings insight, and it guides us in the twists and turns and hardships of life. Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace be upon him, the first divinely appointed Imam of the Muslims and of humanity, said, "When sincerity enters the heart, it is accompanied by glow, nur, illumination, and perspicacity." A very beautiful statement by Imam Ali regarding sincerity entering one's heart. And this, dear friends, is the same Furqan which is referred to in the Holy Quran, which regards as a result of taqwa, God-wariness, where the Holy Quran says, "If you are wary of Allah, He shall appoint a criterion for you, a furqan." And it also argues that if you are conscious of God, if you are muttaqi, if you have taqwa, Allah will bestow a light upon you which will light your way, as the Quran says, and give you a light to walk by. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
When we begin saying that we have two distinct natures, we have tabi'a and we have fitra, our minds will immediately begin to suggest that these two are separate entities and I can choose one and leave the other. I want fitra, I do not want tabi'a. So we need to establish first and foremost that while you are in this plane of existence, in this alien body, before you return home, you cannot separate these two natures. They are distinct, but they are like two sides of a coin. Because if you look at the history of human beings as the strove to find spirituality and enlightenment, because they did not distinguish between tabi'a and fitra, and they simply talked of human nature, they tried to transcend human nature by plucking out tabi'a from themselves, by saying, I do not want to have the desire for food. I do not want any sexual desire in my body. This has been the approach of some mystics in the past. And what we want to say is that this is impossible, because while you have a body, the body will demand its needs no matter what. If you deny it its demands, it will become perverse, it will change, it will skew, but it will still demand. The body is driven by tabi'a, and tabi'a has three motives. It wants to seek pleasure, it wants to flee from pain, and it wants to survive. And in order to survive, it must be selfish. In India, there are Hindu mystics or sages, some of whom are called yogis, for example. What they try and do is they try and torment their body in order to free it from physical desire. For example, they might dig a hole and bury themselves up to their necks and stay like that for days on end. What are they trying to do? A couple of weeks back, I came across some documentation and some video. There are some individuals who are from these Tamil Tigers who have now repented for the crimes they committed against humanity. In order to express their remorse and their repentance, what they do is every year they take a truck with a crane at the back, and from the crane there are iron hooks that hang, and the hooks are put on their skin at the back. Don't go searching for this video if you are faint of heart, because you will faint. It suspends them with the hooks from their skin, their legs, their hands. And then they take iron skewers and they poke it through their cheeks from one side to the other. And as the truck moves from village to village, the crane bounces. And when they're interviewed afterwards to say, why do you do this to yourself? They say, because this body has committed crimes against humanity. It has killed innocent children. So we are now making up for it by punishing this body, to teach it a lesson so that it does not do this again, and to show our true repentance. What they are trying to do is to punish tabi'a. Tabi'a cannot comprehend things like justice, things like fairness, things like equity. This is for fitra to understand. And it is not just in this faith.
Welcome back, dear listeners. The program is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. We're talking about ubudiyya. Now, sincerity in ubudiyya and some of its outcomes, as we were talking earlier, is taqwa, God-wariness, God-consciousness, or knowledge of God, being aware of Allah. And sincerity also comes along with keeping away from carnal desires. And this has an outcome that enhances the basirat, the clear-sightedness of human beings, and leads them from the darkness of shirk, polytheism, from the darkness of jahl, ignorance, and it leads them out of the darkness of capricious desires and carnal desires towards what, dear friends? Towards the atmosphere of nur, of light, of tawheed, of monotheism, of basirat, insight, vision, and of ma'rifat and ilm, of knowledge. Dear friends, those who have sincerity will attain felicity and success in this world and the next. Sincerity has extraordinary value that we could never imagine. This simple word called ikhlas. And at the same time, it is difficult to attain. In the supplications at dawn, at Fajr, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the fourth divinely appointed Imam, prays to Allah to remove hypocrisy, nifaq, from the heart, meaning instill sincerity, and to remove ostentation, riya, from the actions, again sincerity. And finally, it is Imam Hussein, the master of the martyrs, who in the Dua al-Arafah beseeches and pleads Allah to bestow upon him sincerity in action.
Ilahana, ma'ada lak, malika kun liman malak, labayka qad.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
لبيك